Hundreds of years ago, the Silk Road of legend running through Central Asia was the trade link between East and West. It brought spices and silks to Europe from Asia. It opened up markets in China and the Far East to the nations of Europe. With the fall of the Soviet Union, a new trade route began to open up in Central Asia. This year, Iran completed a rail link to Turkmenistan that will give Iran access to the resources of the region and let the landlocked Central Asian countries export goods through Iran's ports. NPR's Mike Schuster is traveling now along the old Silk Road and has just entered Turkmenistan from Iran.
When you cross the border from Iran to Turkmenistan, you walk from one culture to another. The Islamic Revolution of Iran, a deeply Islamic society, you walk through two very rundown gates, and you emerge into the former Soviet Union, but an independent country. You see guards wearing the old Soviet uniforms. You see Asian faces. That the Turkmen people have their roots in Central Asia and in Mongolia, and they look like Asian people, where the Iranians look like Middle Eastern people. So you feel like you're crossing some kind of great historical and cultural divide. It's quite extraordinary.
And what do you see that convinces you that Iran indeed intends to have a future in Central Asia there?
Well, you can see the railroad that they've built. They've spent millions of dollars to actually build this railroad. At the end of this railroad, to the northeast, to the border with Turkmenistan that the Iranians have built, they have constructed an enormous tent. From miles away, as you drive toward it, you see almost hovering in the desert. It's white, and there are eight peaks. The Iranians are planning to build a free trade zone, a place where merchants can come, where they don't need visas, they won't face tariffs, to try to stimulate this traffic of goods into and out of Central Asia, a site almost impossible to imagine sitting in the desert on the edge of Central Asia.
Does Iran, do you think, and from the people you've been talking with there, does Iran have realistic hopes of competing for business out of Central Asia, competing with Russia and with Turkey and other countries around the world?
One of the most important factors here is that as Iran competes for Central Asia, and in particular competes for Central Asian gas and oil, the Iranians want to build pipelines coming out of Turkmenistan, which has huge reserves of natural gas. The Americans are there to block them. The United States, in taking its position against Iran, will vote against any financing from international financial institutions or big banks to build these projects. And so Iran is finding itself so far stymied to a certain extent by the United States.
Mm-hmm. These countries, Turkmenistan, the ones you're going to visit in the days and weeks to come, they would, of course, benefit from all this competition for whatever riches and resources are there.
I think they are, and I think that one, at least initially here in Turkmenistan, gets the sense that the leaders of Turkmenistan understand this. That gives you a sense that maybe Central Asia in the future could be an important emerging region, but it's still quite poor and experiencing the difficulties that all the other Soviet republics are experiencing. And so it'll be quite some time, I think, before we see that potential.
And Michael, one last a minor note. What did you have for supper this evening there in Ashgabat?
Well, this is like Russia and many places in the former Soviet Union. As Western influence develops here, there is a new British pub in downtown Ashgabat, and you walk, it's called the British Pub, and you walk through the door, and it's like you walk into a public house in London. So it was certainly different than one might expect being in Turkmenistan.
NPR's Mike Schuster reporting from Ashgabat, Turkmenistan.